What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Beach Beer. Crack open a can and ride a wave of refreshment all summer long.
It's so good.
All right, let's do this. The Daily Ticker brought to you, as always, by our great friends at Pelican Brewing. They open today's Daily Ticker with Pelicano. Discover Pelican's summer seasonal cerveza and drink in the refreshment.
Nom, 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 nom.
Guess what, guys? Guess what?
We got them, boys!
Man, oh man, are we excited for this. We have not had a question asked to our show more in the last calendar year than when is Ken Barkley coming back on? What is Ken doing? Is Ken okay? Is Ken alive? What's happening with Ken? We want to hear from Lockie Lockerson himself. And guess who we got on the horn right now?
Yes.
The man, the myth, the legend himself.
No, 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 no.
Ken Barkley. Good morning, Ken. What is a year of media blue balls feel like? Are you ready to explode?
But oh man, I was wondering. I swear, I was in the chat or whatever. The waiting room while your producer was doing the update. Uh-huh. Shout out to him, by the way, trying to explain the new All-Star form. That was like, yeah. And guys, there's going to be a guy from each country, and then they're going to play a 12-minute this and a right. And I was like, oh my god, like what is going on? Shout out to Jason, voice of the Portland Pilots, still hopefully.
Yes, still there.
Yeah. Ah, it's just a bunch of old friends getting back together. This is great. I'm in that waiting room, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, God, they usually ask me, like, a really dumb question, right?
When
I was like, what's the worst cereal? Like, cornflakes or grape nuts? And I'm like, oh, God. Like, it's just also, we could talk about sports. It feels weird. It feels weird to be back on with you guys, but it feels awesome. Even just talking to Jason before he put me on hold to come on with you guys, I was like, oh, right. Like, this used to be really fun. Like, this used to be
I enjoyed
great.
This.
You know, talking, that used to be really fun. I've kind of had my mouth shut for about a year. So I'm doing great. Hopefully, I'm glad to see you guys are still around.
Yeah.
Hopefully, the show's going really well.
It's going well. We're on an FM signal now. We got an extended an hour. Show's going
an extra hour.
An hour of FM.
Yeah. Thing on. Business is booming here, thanks to Ken Barkley. Yeah. Let's go, baby.
Things are going well for us, Ken. I just wanted to say quickly before my first question, the hedges look great. Front yard's dialed in. I'm very happy for you and the family.
Oh, no. We're at Matt again? Oh, man. I thought I blocked all those IP addresses. That's unfortunate. Yeah. Oh, no.
Last year, we're a new audience, you know, FM, all that. You were on the show last year, and then you make the decision, I'm doing really well picking this stuff. I'm going to do this professionally, really focus in. You hone in on it. You walk away from a great show with Nick Costos. What is the last, like, calendar year been like for you? Congratulations, by the way, on the Ice Cats. Congratulations on the Thunder.
Yeah, when the Thunder won the title, you were all we were talking about.
Everybody was texting about you.
That's great.
What has the last year been like for you?
A big adventure, honestly, like an awesome adventure, but just a really big adventure. Like, you know, the regular paycheck isn't coming in every 2 weeks. That's like, I'm sure would be a weird feeling for a lot of people. And it's just, you know, when you win, you win. And when you lose, like, you know, not so good. So it's like, and there's been, there's been some like awesome, you know, singular moments. The Thunder, certainly very helpful in the year's financial reports. The Thunder will be a big part of that, which is great. And I think that was the last time I was on with you guys. The last time I did any media was with you guys, and it was right at the start of September. And I think I was even talking about, I think that's how you guys knew, as I was talking about that on that interview, that I thought they were going to win the title. It's, you know, 9 months in the making, they finally won. No, it's been awesome. Like I tell everybody when they ask the same thing, which is just, I'm really happy and I really like my life, which is not something that, like, you know, if somebody's down on their luck, you don't want to be like, hey, I'm awesome, guys. Look at me. Like, I'm doing so great. Right. But if they ask, like, you know, I keep to myself, but if they ask, like, hey, really, like, how's it going? I just go, I'm really happy. And my, like, sole focus right now is, like, how much money do I have to make to just have this continue forever? Like, get to spend a ton of time with my kids. I, like, put a ton of focus into my health in the last year, which has been really awesome. Lost, like, 50 pounds, like, in better shape, like, all this stuff. So
let's go.
There's just, super humble brag there, but just to sort of, you know, draw attention to, like, yeah, cool, like, money is great and, like, betting, and that's sort of what this is supposed to be about, but there are all these, like, other benefits that came up as a result of doing this, and so even if the money wasn't going great, which it is, but even if it wasn't, you would have all these other things to point to be like, yeah, that's pretty awesome that's the way life is now. So, you know, we never know how long this stuff's going to last. Betting could be, there's all this stuff going on with prediction markets that I don't know if you guys are following, where it's like, are they legal or illegal? And sports betting seems to have, there's the big, beautiful bill with the tax implications. There's like all this stuff. We have no idea how long any of this is going to go, but as long as it's going like it's going right now, I'm really happy. I'm doing great.
Yeah, that's great. Let me ask you this. I love, by the way, the 50 pounds, phenomenal job.
Great job, dude. Seriously.
As a fellow fat, I know 50 pounds is nothing to joke about. That's a lot of weight to lose in a year. Let me ask you this. So your Tuesday, like, a random day for Ken Barkley, because you worked in the media business. We know the media business. Like, it's a grind that never really stops. Like,
4-hour show.
The content machine just, you never turn it off. There's never a lot. Even when you're on vacation, you're like, am I missing something? Did something break? Did somebody get traded? Like, it's a constant mind thing that goes on, I think, for people who work in our industry. What is, like, a normal day like for you? It sounds like you're obviously much more peace of mind, spending time with your family, working out and all that. Like, a random Tuesday, Ken Barkley wakes up. What does that Tuesday look like?
So I'll just start by saying, like, I think people have a vision of what a professional bettor is. I certainly have, like, an idea of what I think other professional bettors do, like people who aren't me. And I don't think I'm like that. I think a lot of them are, you know, first of all, there's people that are doing billion times better than I am doing, like, printing money, doing all kinds of great stuff out there. My day, at least, is like, look, I bet a ton of season long stuff or, like, short term, but not single game bets. That's, like, my area of expertise. I bet a ton of futures markets, like who's going to win the Super Bowl titles in 15 different sports, divisions, win totals, awards especially is like a sweet spot, has lower limits but pays really well. So my day is kind of like, okay, like for the most part, I'm probably working like stock market hours would be the best way to put it for the most part. And then I'm also watching games at night and kind of like taking notes or, you know, like maybe betting. But most of my betting occurs during the morning, actually. And during those stock market hours, it's basically like, all right, pick any, let's say there's 200 markets open right now that I have positions on, like a bet in is just what that means. Okay, so I'm reviewing every single position I have, like basically every morning. Do I want to keep this the same? Or do I want to change it? And most of that is just going to involve reading a lot. Like, what happened the night before? Did I miss anything? What's going on this morning? Is there any news that happened? Is anything about to happen in the next few days? You know, a guy returns from an injury or something like that. Is that going to upset or change the markets in some way? Like, you know, a brief example, Caitlin Clark's kind of like, will she or won't she return for the Fever has been a big thing the last few weeks. I actually ended up with like a bunch of Fever to miss the playoffs at like, insane prices when people thought she was still coming back. I think they're going to make it and get the last possible spot, which is really annoying, but they were like 15-1 2 weeks ago to miss.
Oh.
And so it's just, but that would just be an example of like, hey, like what's going on here? Is there a bet to be made? So, you know, all these different sports, all these different markets, it's, and sometimes it's like a 2-minute review. Like, did anything happen here? No. Great. See you later. And like during the summer, there's a bunch of markets like that too. You know, baseball divisions don't change very frequently in June or something like that. But for the most part, it's that. And then there'll be really busy times, right? We are about to enter one. October is just, you're just constantly thinking and working and just like trying to put stuff together as football's going on and then the NBA and hockey start. So for me, it's just like a constant review of where I'm at. Am I betting? Am I staying the same? Am I like drawing down by betting other things? Like where do I want to be at in all these markets? That's like my everyday.
You're right, because this time of year, we know what we're doing.
Oh, man. That still hits, by the way. It's, even just it,
every
the little
time.
Snippet that you play, yeah, like, every time. I got goosebumps a little bit. Yeah,
same. So.
Say something else.
It moved. Here we go. We're trying to outthink the room as usual still here. That's happening for us out here. You're looking at markets and you're acting like a stockbroker, and we're out here going, you know, they want me to pick this team, so I'm going to pick the opposite of that team, hoping that we're right. We have three hot takes. I don't know, the boldest predictions of NFL stuff.
Where's the trap, Ken?
So, well, yeah, we need to talk about that, too, because I did the exercise of trying to figure out what you thought the trap would be.
Yes.
And I let me tell you, this is not a part of my brain that I've turned on a lot recently. It was like dust was flying out and the fan didn't work and the cobwebs are all there. And it was just, yeah, like when you
the
start
stupid
like a,
portion you, know, you have to use every week when you came on
yeah,
our show.
I was trying to start like a 1991 like Kia Optima or something, and it was just, there was a lot. So I don't know if I got that right, but let's do the bold predictions first, and then we'll talk about like what's the trap.
All right, let's do the old lawnmower, the pole, and a million times.
No,
we'll start with this one. The first one, I gave it. I went on a limb. Bears win the NFC North. Second one, my co-host Dirt, Chargers win the AFC West. Third one, Swag, Jason, as you know him, only two new teams make the NFL playoffs, which I think the average is like six a year. He only has two new teams making the playoffs. What is the boldest prediction, according to one, Ken Barkley?
Probably the new playoff teams one, just because the NFL's so random.
Yeah.
I think the least, I don't know, the price doesn't support this. I think the least weird one is the Bears, actually, just because I think that division, I don't like love the Bears more than the other three teams. I just think all four teams are really good. I actually think the Bears are going to be pretty good. I think the Vikings are going to be pretty good. Now, a lot of that's like, well, is McCarthy good or is Caleb Williams good? I understand we don't really know yet if Caleb Williams is going to be that good this year. We don't know yet if J.J. McCarthy is going to be good, but Caleb Williams has Ben Johnson, who's like pretty awesome. J.J. McCarthy has Kevin O'Connell, who won Coach of the Year, getting Sam Darnold to whatever, 13 wins, 14 wins last year. I at least have some confidence that those two offenses are going to be pretty good. I just think that division's a total monster. So maybe it's more like 1-4 that the Bears win the division because there are four teams and they're all really good. I actually think that one's totally reasonable. Whatever teams have been long priced in that division, meaning like, you know, 6-1, 8-1, whatever throughout the summer, no matter which of the four teams it is, whoever like gets out to that range, usually it's Minnesota or Chicago. I've just been buying. And if it was Detroit or Green Bay and they were those prices, I'd be buying them too. Mm. I think that one's really random. Chargers, I just like, we're just going to do this again and take shots at the Chiefs. And like, it's cool. Like Rashee Rice isn't going to play for a while. And, you know, like we don't know. Josh Simmons might be the best left tackle ever. Or he might stink, but apparently he's awesome, which is a big deal. I get that it gets old. It gets old that the Chiefs are good. They're just, you know, they're kind of a machine in the regular season, and they figure out ways to win close games better than every other team. So they can take a step back. Denver's pretty good. Chargers pretty good. I think the Slater injury kind of crushes that prediction. But, like, look, it's Harbaugh with a bunch of good players. I guess that would be, like, my least favorite one. But the craziest one's the new playoff. Dude, we're going to have teams make the playoffs that we're all – when if I call back in 5 months, you're going to be like, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, how did the Panthers make it? Or how did, you know, what a name it? How did Miami make the playoffs? I don't even know how the hell that would happen. But, like, it could happen because that's what happens every year.
Every year. I mean, the Broncos would have been that last year. The Commanders would have been that last year. The Texans 2 years ago.
Sure.
Like,
who thought the Commanders were good last
right.
year? Like, going into last year.
NFC title game. Not just in the playoffs. They went to the NFC right. title game. They went all the way to Philly. I don't even want to talk anymore. You have just done everything for me in that one answer.
Yeah,
that
was pretty solid.
I couldn't have dreamed up a better scenario of what you just said than everything you just said.
So I'm not going to lie. Just hearing your voice is making me happy. It's making me feel nice over here at Ken Barkley.
Ken Barkley's voice.
Yeah.
It does. It feels great.
So what do you think the trap game is?
Now I almost want to go reverse line of questioning here, because I love that you thought about that. We're such idiots.
Oh, I thought about it.
For those who don't know, we used to have Ken on every week, and we talk gambling, and one of the things we'd always throw at him is certain lines, and we'd say it feels like a trap, and he'd call us, you know, very kind terms, idiots for thinking the traps exist, and
right.
then Vegas has set up a line just to bait us to take our money. So I almost want to flip it, like, what in Ken Barkley's mind, when you did dial-up internet, to get the Dirt and Sprague version of your brain working, what trap game showed up for you?
I had a hard time with this one because I actually think some of the bigger spreads are the trappiest. Like, I think people really like a bunch of the big favorites this weekend.
Yes.
I don't.
I bet on the Cowboys tonight, Ken. Are you proud of me?
Tonight's game, I'm a little more like, because, you know, like Parsons does matter. He's kind of like the best defensive player in the league. Maybe you're like top five. So he doesn't matter. If I had to bet that, well, put it this way, I definitely don't want Philly in the game. I don't know if I like Dallas at like just 8 or something like that. But if I, you know, if you were like, hey, here's money, you have to bet the game, I would definitely bet Dallas. I would not bet Philly. So like, I don't disagree with you.
Okay.
I like Tennessee a lot, actually, at the number. That's the biggest spread of the weekend. It's up to 9 now in a bunch of places, or a few places, I should say. I don't agree with that at all. There's a bunch of trends on rookie quarterbacks, and they don't play well on the road in week 1 and all this stuff. I kind of think Tennessee has a chance to be pretty good if Cam Ward has, you know, he has to have a pretty high ceiling. He's the number 1 pick, threw a billion touchdowns last year, almost won the Heisman Trophy if Travis Hunter didn't win. So, like, he's at least got something. And Bo Nix -9 doesn't seem like a great idea to me. And in a week 1, too, when, like, everything's new, that number seems kind of big. People really like Denver, I think, in that game with that kind of number 1 pick on the road thing. I'll tell you what I think the trap is. Like, so, again, I may not be as good at this as I used to be, but I think – oh, man, there were 2. I think people like the Packers just because I think Parsons is going to play. But yeah. I don't think that's it. I think, like, the fact that he's kind of banged up is, like, maybe that's not the trap. Can't believe I have to phrase things this way. All right. I think, and I actually like the opposite side of this game. That's why I bring it up. I think everyone likes the Niners.
Yes! That's the trap
on the road.
Yes! Trap.
And
you got it
and
right!
I actually really like Seattle in the game. I actually really like them. San Francisco, like, I think people confuse week 1 with, like, do you think this team is going to be good this season? And if you like the team in the season, then you bet them in week 1. I think that's – I used to kind of think like that a few years ago, even like, well, I like, you know, I don't even know who I like this year, but I like, you know, Cincinnati this year or something. So I'm going to bet them in week 1 to be like, well, you know, they always suck in week 1, right? Like, that's kind of their thing. And they could still be really good this year. But to me, week 1 is more just about, all right, like, who's actually healthy right now? Like, has your quarterback done anything? The Packers game is bizarre. Jordan Love has been handing off with the other hand to keep the good hand ready for the game. No one's concerned by this whatsoever. And they're like, Parsons is like, who knows what percent? Those are the 2 best players on the team. And they're 2 against Detroit, who still has a million good players. That one's weird, too. I really like Seattle. Offensive line for San Francisco might be a little banged up. Ayuk's obviously still not playing. I don't know. I just, that number seems, I would have that close. In a week 1 situation with these injury reports for both teams, I'd probably have it smaller.
Dude, I'm not trying to exaggerate, okay?
This is so
We're a very honest show with you.
It still works. It's been a year and it still works.
You not only nailed the trap for dirt.
Yes.
Yes,
did
you did.
Did
you
I get it right?
You 180% nailed the trap for me, where I said Packers are only 1.5.
What's going
they
on here?
They want me to bet the Lions. Yeah. I'm betting the Packers.
That's right.
You nailed both trap games for us.
You saw the dangling cage right above
did.
The cooling pie. You saw that, and you were like, I see that cage.
Oh.
You're not going to drop that on me.
No.
I got him. Yeah.
I see it. I'm ready for that trap. You're not getting me with that trap.
Dude, he dusted it off and nailed both our trap games.
That was fantastic.
Had to be San Francisco. Had to be San Francisco. There wasn't an obvious one, but of the ones that were possible, like short trap game is usually like short road favorite for a team that people are kind of like fired up about is usually the right answer for that, because they're like, oh, well, they kind of just have to win. Like, well, yes, that is true, like that's what the line implies. But I think Seattle might be a little better than people think this year. I think Tennessee might be a little better than people. They don't have to be, but yeah, those numbers just seem a little funny to me.
Does it feel good to be talking sports?
Come on
man, it feels great.
It feels good.
Yeah, it feels awesome. Most I had to spend the last, I don't know, like 10 days jamming WNBA awards for Low Limit. So like, I'm glad I didn't come on and you were like, Ken, 6th person of the year, who do we like, give us the full breakdown and be like, this is all I've been doing.
This is all I got. It's
like,
all in my hip pocket.
I've been waiting for other markets to open. Yeah. Baseball awards been pretty dead with a couple exceptions. So yeah, well, just, you know, this is my life. So.
I want to ask you, I'm curious, obviously everybody wants to know the futures because your futures you laid out have been beautiful, right? Big, beautiful Ken's futures in the NFL we get to.
Yeah, Thunder was pretty good, right? How about coming on in September?
Thunder
and
was solid.
9 months later, that was pretty fun.
Yeah, I remember you telling us that when the Panthers won the Stanley Cup, that like you had that tied in, like a bunch of your Panthers winnings even were tied in with the Thunder winning the NBA Finals. How nervous were you for that game 7?
Terribly nervous. Because it's, you know, it's different, right? Like if you were, if you worked a normal job, but you bet on the side, like as a fun thing, which I think a lot of us do. And I used to do that too. you're okay just being like, I'm never hedging this. Like, this is my side thing. And it's like, if I win this money, it's great, whatever. When it becomes like, people use the word life-changing with like parlays that they have and stuff, like, no, like this is my life. Like, this is what it is. So, you know, when the amounts get really lopsided in a series like that, and there's a game seven, there's always going to be a part of you, no matter how level-headed or logical you are, or how much you still think you have the best of it, that's going to be like, do I need some Indiana here, like right now, just to like, you know, so that my stomach doesn't explode out of my, you know, whatever, like my insides don't fall apart. And I managed to stay really lopsided in that series, which I can't fully. And look, you could be like, well, you got really lucky. Halliburton got hurt. Sure. A bunch of things had to start. Indiana, to talk about a team exceeding expectations. Yes. That blew me away how they played all postseason. But yeah, like there's always going to be some party that's just like, yeah, this is like really important. That one I managed to stay pretty true to what I actually just thought all along, but they don't all go like that. Sometimes you I end up doing a bunch of hedging on stuff that I think is realistic. I don't just hedge on like spray the board, everything that can hurt me. But in strategic situations, like I have no problem taking risk off the table. If it makes sense in an award market, for example, where like dumb voters decide stuff, I'll take money off the table all the time. But Thunder, I managed to stay pretty true. That was good.
Well, I give you a lot of credit. I text you just because I knew it was going into game seven. And I'd, you know, kept that in the back. And you on the text at least were like, oh, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm feeling pretty good. You were probably the only man in America standing up when a man tore his Achilles on live television. Like, there it is!
No one wants to admit that they do stuff like that when it's like you're on that side and the guy gets hurt. And you're just like, yes! And I'm like visiting my fam. My dad lives in Richmond, Virginia. I'm down there with my wife and kids. We're like having dinner, and then the game starts, and I'm like watching it on my phone while we're talking. And just I would have loved to have like been watching me reacting to the game as it was going on, because you're like, you're trying not to just go nuts with excitement when a guy is like horrifically in pain, suffering a tragic injury, and you're like, wow, this really helps my life. This is great for my life.
I just
want to say that out loud, but that's where we're at.
I have your dad with like a room where you take three steps down into a living room, coming down the steps because he heard you scream, "What happened? A man tore his Achilles!"
Yes,
dad!
Like high five everybody. Yeah, the worst behavior in mankind. I mean, just like you hear about, you know, I'm the reason why you probably have these commercials where it's like, guys, don't harass athletes on social media if you lose bets. It's like, I don't do that. I don't do any of that. I don't condone that. I think it sucks. But like, you know, like he got hurt in game seven and that was really good for me. Sorry. Yeah. Like that's the way it went.
It's okay to acknowledge it. Now, what are the NFL futures that Ken Barkley loves?
Oh man. I bet some divisions that I think are okay. I have a pretty good amount of Eagles to win their division again. I like Washington fine as like a pretty good team. I don't really like them taking a step forward off last year. I still think the Eagles roster is awesome. Really don't like Dallas. Giants are fine and pesky, but like probably not gonna. These teams all feel like they have really low ceilings. So bet a bunch of that. I actually have some Steelers to win the division, mostly because I don't really like Cincinnati a whole lot. So I think the Steelers are kind of closer to them. Baltimore's still the class of the division for sure. The North I already talked about in the NFC. I liked Atlanta in May and June, and their right tackles out for the year. Yeah. And I think Raheem Morris stinks. I think I'm kind of off Atlanta. Even if, I think everybody likes Penix, and I'm cool with that. I'm kind of off them. But awards haven't really bet a lot. NFL awards are going to almost entirely be, all right, as the data comes in, as the games tick off, can you figure out what's happening better than everybody else? And before the year, I got bad news for everybody. Like, no matter how many guides you read and stuff, you're like, we all got no idea. I mean, we just like it's, or at least the market's a pretty good guess about what it's going to be. So I try to stay pretty cool on betting any of the awards before the season.
All right.
Well, this is the worst part of it now.
This is the worst part.
We're way over. And
yeah, we gotta go.
Was
Ken.
It the worst part, or was it the best?
No,
part?
No, not you. That was great. We have to
can
go. Can we do this again?
Yeah, with the Fox music.
How long until we can call you again to come on the show?
Yeah, what's the embargo?
September off limits. We'll see you like, I don't know, sometime in October. How about before Halloween?
Oh, really?
Ooh.
This year? We get a spooky season, Ken Barkley?
Yeah,
we get a spooky Caesarson?
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to go on your Twitter. Did I not say it? I'm trying to do the Ken Barkley Twitter thing. Spooky.
Tricky Treaterson.
There you go. Thank you. Well done. That's why you're the pro.
That's great.
That's why you're the pro.
Yeah, it was good.
Ken Barkley. Yeah. We love you. We love you long time. We miss you. At Lockie Lockerson. It's a private Twitter account, but still go follow it. It's worth
it's
it.
It's great.
I'll let you in. Yeah, as long as you're not a jerk, I'll let you in for sure. Come on in.
Waters are warm. We'll call you at Halloween, okay?
Sounds good, guys. Trick or treat.
All right. Bye.
God,
That was great. I don't know how we're going to do the rest of the hour.
I almost just cried. I was,
it was phenomenal. I just
gave me everything I wanted, and it was just nice to talk to him again.
It just felt good. That was one of my highlights of the show every Thursday. It's ironic that we had both him and Pate on, because I remember last year when we found out Barkley was done, the very next week we started our weekly with Pate, so it was like, all right, at least we get somebody coming on again every week.
To double dip the chip.
To double dip both of them in the same day. What a day. What a banner day.
That was the perfect guac at a party, and we just took hold of it by double dipping that chip.
Are you serious?
By the way, to all the You Better You Bet P1s who are on our YouTube feed, hello. We do a radio show in Portland, Oregon.
We like to have fun. Ken's a good friend of the show.
Yeah, Ken,
come hang out with us.
We used to have him on every week, and we built a good rapport with him. And to have him lift his embargo to come on our show. Very cool. And we'll call him again in October.
Can we get... He's got some drops in that interview we need to pull.
Yeah, we'll dig through it.
We got to dig through the deets.
We'll find him. I don't know where we're going to go from here, but we'll find our way. Next, 105.1 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
All right, look, here's the inside radio secret. We're going to be playing Keep Up the rest of the show. We'll see if we can make up the rest of the time. Supposed to be breaking 2 minutes ago. But, you know, Ken Barkley was worth it. Harley saying that was our Taylor Swift episode.
Thank you.
I mean, that was, you know.
Hope some Swifties hang with us. We like to have fun. You can make fun of how bad we are at sports days. Whatever you want to do. You can also debate cornflakes or grape nuts because it's not close. It's cornflakes.
I had so many people over the years tell me that was their favorite segment. And so having him back on, a lot of fun. A lot of fun to talk to Cam. We'll give him a call again in October.
Tricky Treaterson.
I tried to come up with one, and I know, my I like spooky Caesarson, you know.
I think his was better, though.
His was way better. That's why, you know. Also, how perfect was it that he nailed my trap game? Because I've looked at the Niners.
He nailed mine.
Like, all week, like, It's going to be a home game for the 49ers. Yeah. They've dominated the rivalry, other than the one game last year where Seattle came back and won at the end, but they've largely dominated that game under Kyle Shanahan, like, less than a field goal.
Look, I've just, for all the brief crap I've taken about my Bears pick,
he backed you up right there.
He validated me, and he's the only person
I think it's
in the
one,
world.
You guys said I didn't have a hot take.
Yes, he said yours was the hottest of all of them.
No. I said you didn't have, like, a pick that was hot. I did think two teams was kind of nuts.
Because I don't think you intentionally did that. I think you just kind of did chalk, and then...
Yeah,
he said yours was the hottest. All right. A couple of contracts got handed out, by the way, today.
Benito got paid.
Yeah. I think, did I just see Abe Lucas got a deal in Seattle?
Did. Oh, there you go.
Good deal. Good business for the Seahawks on that one.
Juwan Jennings got a $3 million in incentives added to his deal in San Francisco.
I think Jennings is going to be a, let's see how it goes by week blank, your contract will be handed to you.
Okay.
I think that's why, not only is he coming back, I know he's been battling stuff, but like he's coming back now. If he puts up the production he's hoping to get paid by, then I think the Niners will say, all right, one of us.
A couple other injury notes, by the way, quickly, and then we'll reset things here. Vera Tucker for the Jets, offensive lineman, right guard, out for the entire season. He tore his tricep, I believe.
Yep.
And then Najee Harris for the Chargers. Remember when he almost blew his face off?
Yeah, he had a JPP firework incident. Yeah,
and they have not talked about it. He didn't show. It was just a very weird thing. He's cleared to play. They're saying he's going to start in week one.
Have you seen his face? Because I feel like I just saw him and he had glasses on.
Every time I've seen him do an interview, he wears sunglasses. They said the eye injury was superficial.
Is he going to be like the convict in The Replacements? You're never allowed to see his face to know
also,
who he is.
I'm sure like, he'll Najee have the LT dark visor. Aren't they super high on the rookie? Is the rookie banged up? Why isn't Hampton?
Lamar and Hampton?
Yeah.
Well, they like.
I think Harbaugh's just
I mean,
being
they're both
going
to play. I know that. And they're going to run the football
Harris
up.
Harris is a tough runner.
I just think Harbaugh's being Harbaugh and being goofy and silly before the start of the season.
You know who was 5-0 in his career against the spread in week one games? Jim Harbaugh.
Ooh. What is their 3.5-point dogs at home?
They're getting they're in Brazil.
Sorry.
Brazil.
I don't know what to expect in that game, quite frankly.
Well, I loved Ken's reaction.
Their run to the division starts in week one tomorrow night in Brazil,
Ken
baby.
Just, we're going to do this again.
Look, he's 100% right. I did that with the Pats for 10 years. Like, this is the year. This year, New England doesn't do it. And then they did it every year. All right. Let's get to a couple of the notes. We got Cowboys and Eagles tonight. How excited are we for the beginning of the NFL season? A couple more thoughts on that. Also, a funny mascot note we'll get to. Lots to get to in the next 28 minutes. I got to look at the stadium they're playing in tomorrow night. We'll talk more about Chiefs and Chargers tomorrow. It's the YouTube game. Will it stream okay? Let's stay on the air. We'll find out.
Well, is the field going to be okay? Remember, Jordan Love got hurt on that field. Well, got on a field. I don't know if it's the same stadium, but he got hurt last year in that game.
I don't remember if it's the same stadium or not. The stadium, of course, Kay Adams has a picture. If you want to go to her Twitter account, you can find it. She must be down there doing some stuff for it. It looks tiny, dude. Reminds me of like NC State Stadium in college. I know that's a random poll, but I'm pretty good with stadiums. It doesn't look that big. Usually when you go overseas, you play in these massive like soccer stadiums, and I'm assuming they have those in Brazil because soccer's pretty big down there. But maybe to your point, it was the field issue.
I think like, going all the way down there, search, it's in Corinthians Arena.
Okay,
in Sao Paulo. Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Yes, Sao Paulo.
Sao Paulo. So I think they're playing. I think it is in the same stadium.
It looks tiny. Like we're going all the way down there for that. You better hope nobody doesn't. Like imagine Patrick Mahomes getting hurt because the turf sucks again.
Yeah, hopefully they figured that because they were slipping and sliding all over the place.
Actually, that's the bigger. It's not even the size of the stadium. It is absolutely the field conditions are the biggest story.
Will it be okay? Because Jordan Love was a big story coming into last year, and he got hurt.
40 to 50,000.
It doesn't look that big.
Well, what's the bigger story to you, the size of the stadium or the field conditions?
The field conditions for sure is by far the most.
Who's calling the game on YouTube?
That is a great question. I know I saw a report that they were trying to hire Jason Kelsey, that is. And is it ESPN?
Eisen? Rich Eisen's down there.
Is he? I don't know. But that's tomorrow night. That's going down. We got the NFL kicking off tonight with the Cowboys
and the
Eagles.
You guys know this. It's long documented. I'm not a Cowboy fan in any way.
No, you're not. Very anti-Cowboy.
I like my bet to hit. I didn't lay a lot of money on that
thing. Back up to 8.5. It dropped to 7.5 a little earlier during the show. It's back up to 8.5, and the over's gone up a point to 48.5.
I'm just kind of at a point more where I'm leaning. Can we just get a good game? I'd like to not have this become a snooze fest third quarter.
Well, this is the challenge, I think, every year when you're... Like, the Cowboys might be an outlier there. I don't think it'll be a blowout. I'd be pretty surprised if that happened. And maybe I'm wrong. Save this for tomorrow. But Dak being back, they got enough offensibly. Yeah. Like, they're going to score
some
points. Philly's replacing some pieces on defense.
I just think Philadelphia will control things.
No doubt about
Eisen,
that.
By the way.
Rich Eisen's calling the game?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I saw ESPN shut down Jason Kelce from doing something with him, which I was like, why? That's kind of weird. I don't get it.
Okay.
Maybe it was a Netflix thing, too, because people don't want their broadcasters going to work for other networks.
Kelce Eisen could be a fun broadcast.
It'd be a really fun broadcast.
You know, honest.
But I think the conundrum that you're in for an opening night game is always, do you want to blow your load on a big game that will have playoff implications in the first week of the season?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about last year with that Chiefs.
Because we had Chiefs
game,
and Ravens, which was a rematch
was a
of the AFC title game, and it was a great game, and it went down to the wire, and a cleat was too big, and that's why the Ravens lost, and it was the beginning of the Chiefs' run of, how the hell did they win that game? And then we said that every Monday, essentially, for the rest of the year. But that's always the tough part of it. Like, would you rather have that game now, or would you rather have that game in Week 14 when they're separated by a game in the standings and the winner takes a stranglehold on the division?
Certainly understand that, but I there is a part of me... And my team's not always in it. I'd rather have teams that are more deserving of that spotlight.
I think that, yeah, it's a fair argument. The Cowboys have done nothing to deserve to be in this moment.
Yeah, and so you can
other than being the Cowboys.
Yeah, so having a better game week 12, 14, whatever.
Yeah.
I agree with that, but like also you found a different team. Like isn't the crossover the AFC West?
So their home games this year, this was your choice. It was Cowboys, obviously NFC East teams. The Rams, the Broncos,
see, like Broncos,
the Lions,
would have been more
the Bears, the Raiders,
Broncos, Eagles would have been more exciting to me,
or obviously Commanders, who they play twice. You could have done Commanders too.
I guess it all. I hear the other side of my head, like that doesn't matter. You're going to watch any of these games.
They got the Commanders twice in the last 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, isn't it like week 16 and 18?
Week 16 and week 18. Yeah. They play them on the road and then at home. And sandwiched in between them, by the way, for Philly is at Buffalo in week 17. Mm-hmm. Their last three games are the Commies twice and the Bills.
That game will be interesting because if Buffalo has like the division wrapped up and they know their seed or they can't get to the one seed by that point, will they be resting guys?
Yeah, I think to your point, I'm
last 2 weeks, you don't normally get the second to last week rest.
Usually it's final week of the season.
Final week,
things
yeah.
are locked up, but not for everybody.
Well,
for
Buffalo,
some
that division's so bad, they could have the division locked up, but if they are not in the one, because the one seed's the only one that gets the bye.
Yeah, you're pushing for the one seed.
Whether
at
you're
that
a
point.
Two or a three seed is somewhat irrelevant.
Of the six conference or divisional games, how many will Buffalo lose this year?
Maybe one.
Maybe one.
Somebody I think they're going to lose two.
Yeah, somebody will get them for sure. They won't go undefeated. Somebody will get them, but hard to pick who that will be.
Well, 4-2 would be a pretty bad divisional.
Yes, to your larger point, though, like,
oh, wait, two, four,
give me the Rams in this game instead.
Yeah.
That was a good playoff game last year. Stafford sounds like he's going to play this weekend. McVay, like, they're more deserving.
That's a rematch.
Hell, I'd throw the Broncos in there, although AFC, NFC is a little interesting sometimes. But Sean Payton, that defense, like, I see your larger point. I'm kind of glad that they held the Commanders for the end of the year because we all think that's the way the division will go. And so you get those games at the end of the season meaning something. Again, who knows if that ends up happening. I'm glad that they saved those, but yeah, I see your larger point on the Cowboys. It's just, you know, it's Cowboys. Maybe we get to see their teeth kicked in tonight. Final thoughts on that. Any bets that we got, we'll throw them out there. Mm. And then a fun mascot note. We'll close it up next on a Thursday, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
All right, wrapping things up on NFL kickoff day. It's been fun. On Good Morning Football, they've been running through all the season opening games over the years. There's a lot of them I forget, and then I'm like, oh, that's right. Remember when I took the Chiefs on the road in New England for a survivor pool pick? Or the Patriots, excuse me, against the Chiefs at home for a survivor pool pick, and Alex Smith went in there and torched them in their opening game.
Kareem Hunt had a great game. That yes. was a fun show moment because I remember you just dismissing the idea,
chance,
and I go,
dude.
I mean, it's Andy Reid, it's the Chiefs, and
it's
you're like,
Brady.
Come on, get out of here.
Dude, it's Brady. They just won a Super Bowl. Get the hell out of here with this nonsense. They're not losing to Alex Smith at home. It ain't happening.
You've been, you know what, you've been sneaky good at it, and I'm not making fun because I've also done it. You're sneaky good at losing survivor pools in week
yeah.
one.
I kind of forgot to set it up this year. I don't know if I'm going to do it. Should I still do it? I
mean, it'll
be
in
smaller.
Mine?
Are you in a survivor pool?
It's a makeshift. It's how many over-unders of every team in the NFL can you nail?
What's the buy-in? What's the payout?
$40. And if you add, if you're going to be in it, I'll change the payout. But the payout basically is a $200 right now.
Okay.
$160 goes to the winner, and the second place person gets their money back. Everybody else loses.
How many over-unders do I? All the over-unders?
All of
all
them.
The teams?
Yeah. I'll give you.
Wow.
I have a list here.
Wow, it's a big list.
You got to give it in before kickoff.
I mean, oh, tonight?
Yeah. Nice. I can't miss the first game of the year.
It's a quick turnaround, man. It's quick. I don't know if I can get that done. There's a lot going on.
$40 buying. You add to it.
Yeah, we'll see. Gambling tonight. We'll see how it all goes. Game one. It is nice to not have the Kansas City Chiefs in this game. I will say that. They've dominated this game. You gave me the stat. Them and the New England Patriots have both played in four. That is the most.
The most kickoff games we've had in the NFL of this version is the Patriots and the Chiefs both with four.
So we get Eagles and Cowboys tonight on NBC, waiting all day for Thursday night. I did want to sneak in one little college note because Swag made us aware of something yesterday that is just phenomenal. We need to go buy some merch of this. It needs to be a bigger deal.
Yeah, this one, I need a helmet.
Idaho is playing this weekend. They damn near knocked off the Cougs.
Yes.
They damn near knocked off my Ducks a year ago.
Look at them, Pac-12 They're, champs.
They are playing at home this weekend. Mm-hmm. And they are taking on.
Well, they might be tanking.
St. Thomas, I believe, is the school?
Yes.
Did I get that correct?
I think.
I've never heard of St.
Minnesota,
Thomas before.
Minnesota, but please don't quote me on that.
They're doing a big potato thing?
Idaho State Potato Commission is sponsoring that game.
Just this game.
And
they're
so,
bringing like an 80-foot-long
potato.
They're
bringing like a 70-foot-long potato truck or something out there and some other. Oh, their mascot.
And they're wearing fighting taters
and
on their
so
helmets.
On the helmet, on one side, I think you have the eye, and the other side it says fighting taters.
Dude, I saw it yesterday because you alerted me to it.
This is pretty solid.
I need this helmet.
Yeah. They got a t-shirt, it looks like, the Kibby Dome.
Do they sell it? They sell like a little mini version of the helmet?
I don't know if they'll, they should be
that.
Selling
Who
mini
doesn't love a good
taters.
Potato? I love, but you guys love potatoes? I love potatoes.
Oh,
I
potatoes. Loved
the potatoes. Only
potato
things you
I don't
do.
That's how I got
scallop.
To be fat swag.
Yeah, you're outside.
Scallops are gross.
Out on scallop potatoes.
Everything
fat
else
swag was eating potatoes?
I love potato chips. Yeah. I love
fries.
Oh, the fries.
Whole deal.
Yeah. Potato chip, I've come to really love the dill pickle flavor.
I'm big on dill pickle.
Love it.
Big fan of the dill. Dill pickle sunflower seeds are undefeated.
Tater tots are pretty sneaky.
Tater tots. Gotta love the tots.
God, a little Cajun seasoning on them.
Gotta love the tots, yes or no, at Dirt and Sprague.
No, I'm just hungry at the end of every show anyways, and now it's just making me more hungry.
Well, Pate's Breakfast Bowl did that to me, and that was almost 2 hours ago. So, you know.
They got
a
t-shirt that looks like they're handing out with a guy in, it looks like some sort of Viking, but he's wearing a potato costume and his arms. He's got boxing gloves on. His arms are coming out of the middle of a potato.
The arms are the tubers.
The arms are the tubers, if you will. So they're doing that this weekend. We got to get our hands on some fighting tater gear for the Idaho
Bengals.
There's
got to be some Idaho alums within our radius.
They also,
listening.
Like, how many times do you see this? Like, we go through this with Oregon State in their rebrand. We go through this with Oregon when they wear black and gray and look like the Raiders in a big game. This shouldn't be complicated. Mm-hmm. Get rid of the nutria, go back to a beaver, wear green and yellow in a big game.
There's contracts there.
How do we not, if you see these and you're a fan of Idaho, how do you not say, why aren't we the Taters?
Well, because they're the Vandals. Why would you be the Taters when you could be the Vandals?
Because Taters is a far better team nickname than Vandals.
What's your go-to dipping sauce of a tater? Is it just standard ketchup? Is it a aioli? Is it a barbecue sauce? Is it a ranch blue cheese?
That's such a hard question to answer because I like them all.
Say you're on death row.
Death row, last
Andy,
one I get to dip.
You get one dip for your tater. What do you want? And is it specific, like this kind of ranch from this place, the way it would be like Coke from McDonald's? Extra sugar.
I'm not that big of an expert on ranch to be able to speak to the locations of it and the differences in it. I think I would go ranch, though. And I think I would. I'm not proud of that answer. But I don't know if there's one that rises above the ranks for me than a good ranch dip with a tater.
I don't know if there's a bad dipping option.
There's not.
For
there's
a tater.
Not a wrong answer here. Yeah, that's why it's a difficult one to answer.
Hmm.
And I would wear the Idaho tater hat.
The mascot's name is Spuddy Buddy.
Dude, this is perfect. What are we doing?
Why aren't they rebranding?
Rebrand Idaho. Come on,
what's
man.
What's the Vandal history?
Nobody
what do they
needs
do?
A Vandal. What is this? Well, enjoy football, everybody. Are we doing anything special tonight? Are we cooking anything? Are we getting a pizza? What are we doing tonight?
It's a family spaghetti night.
Okay.
I'm not mad at it.
That's not bad.
Depends on how much more noodles, running though. Around. I didn't get to do stuff yesterday that I had planned. So.
Are you got more shows today? Or are you done now?
No. Rust is here.
Hey, here we go.
We are set to go.
You don't have any kids. What do you mean, what do you have going on? Get your stuff done.
Honey,
yard
do
work.
List.
I got a Dropbox just dropped off of my house. You guys want to come help me with some yard work today?
No.
Pick up a shovel.
I got mosquitoes I got to kill.
Man. Well, enjoy the football, everybody. That'll do it for us. If you missed it, Josh Pate was amazing as always, and we had Ken Barkley back on the show. Our dear friend, great to have him back. Go check those both, 1051thefan.com, 1051thefan on Twitter, at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. We'll tweet it out as soon as we're done. Enjoy the return of NFL tonight. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Meringue is next. Danny Cannell's going to hop on with the firm at noon. We'll talk to you at 6 a.m., 11:15. Listening to 1051 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions.
Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.